Dorinda. Could
Okay, I'll resend.
anybody send it to Dorinda, please?
Yep, I'll resend.
Okay, Dorinda, Emily will you send it? Okay.
Hello, this is Jin Kim joining.
Hello.
Hello, this is Margie.
Hi, Jeannie, we could hear you.
Yes, hello, Margie, how are you? I'm just zooming now. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Dorinda is in. Okay, good. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, Margie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Raja, we can hear you.
Thank you, okay.
Okay, 9. So there's at least 9 of us now. Okay. We have a quorum now.
Margie, this is Beatrice. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Staff, Hart County finance staff gave me some updates on for the fundraising section. If you don't mind, I can brief the whole board on it when that item comes up.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
So you heard that 2-1. Yeah. So, okay, good evening, everyone. I would like to call the meeting to order and welcome you all to the Asian American Pacific Islanders Community Commission. So let's all recite first the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation, under the nation, nation.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I will now do the roll call. I will say each name alphabetically. Please unmute yourself and say here when you hear your name. Okay. Dorinda Burnett.
Present.
Arun Gupta.
Present.
Jeannie Kim.
Here.
Daniel Lee.
Here.
Vida Lynn. Oh, I believe she's, yeah, she's excused for tonight. Alan Malari.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Arlene, I know she's also excused tonight. Divya Narala, I don't see her. Okay. Fayaz Raja.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Okay, we could hear you now.
Thank you.
Rika Tamura. Craig Valdez.
Here.
Thank you. Sunny Vinuya, I know he's also excused for tonight. And Sharifa Wahab. Okay, I would also like to introduce County Staff Gloria Wells, Emily Nolan, and Beatrice Martinez. Now we would typically go to the first portion of public comment, but due to the COVID-19 county closures that's in effect and this meeting is not being held in person, anyone wishing to provide public comment could have emailed county staff as indicated on the agenda by 4 p.m. today. All public comment received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. The public can listen to this meeting live over the phone. Anyone wishing to speak at this time who has not already submitted comments in writing relating to the agenda can speak now. This meeting is also being recorded and will be posted for the public as required by law. Next, we have the approval of the minutes for February 10, 2021 meeting. And all of us has received this.
Dorinda Burnett, I move that we approve the minutes of the February 10th, 2021 minutes.
Aye, Arun Gupta, second the motion.
Thank you. Is there any, if there's nobody opposed, we'll consider approved unanimously. Is there anyone opposing it? Since seeing none, that's approved. Next, we have the approval of the agenda for tonight, March 10, 2021. Hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion?
Dorinda Burnett, I move that we approve the agenda for tonight's meeting on March 10, 2021.
Any second?
Aye, the second.
Okay. Thank you, Jeannie. Is there anyone, any discussion, anything, anybody opposing? Okay, hearing none, no discussion, no one opposing. It's considered approved unanimously. Okay, thank you. So we proceed to the next in the agenda. Which is supposed to be the informational item, but we do not have any informational items for tonight. So we will move to general business. So for tonight, I will be turning over to Tuan, the general business portion, but may also remind Craig to prepare for presenting the attachments, that we have for tonight. And so, okay, Tuan, it's yours.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, staff. There is quite a few things that we need to do today. And the first item on the general business is approve and authorize the commissions to host a virtual resource conference as required by Section 3.64.040 of the Clark County Code in May 2021. Due to ongoing pandemic. So in this particular business item, I believe that we're going to discuss to see that which way that we're gonna go. And I believe that we have decided to go to the virtual conference. So maybe at this point, I may ask if it is possible that Craig can do his presentations regarding this.
Sure. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. My computer is a little slow right now. This is a question for county staff. Do we need to share my screen or anything like that in order for this presentation? Or can I just move forward?
Would you like to, would you like to share your screen?
Not particularly, but if, does everyone have the attachment of today's minutes in front of them? Or today's agenda in front of them? Wonderful, okay. So first I'll go over the proposed run of show for the resource conference that we have scheduled. And as you can see from this proposal, you can see who we're appealing to, which is the general public, but predominantly the Clark County AAPI community. How we're going to reach them, in this case, it's going to be through an online platform and Facebook Live, and when we are going to host the conference, which is tentatively scheduled for Friday, May 21st at from 3 to 6:30 p.m. The purpose of this conference is a collaborative effort between Clark County and the Community Commission, and its purpose is to develop and facilitate relationships between local government entities and the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander community of Clark County by sharing information, providing assistance where necessary, and promoting cultural awareness. The way that I sort of envisioned this conference playing out, and with the help of county staff, is that we would divide the 3.5-hour time slot into three different categories. Of course, we would start with an introduction. And the first category, we would want to start with is the government resources section, where essentially members of the commission and members of the general public will be able to hear from different jurisdictions in government related to resources that we have asked for, which I'll go over more in a second. But among those government resources would include Clark County, it would include the city of Las Vegas, it would include the city of North Las Vegas, city of Henderson, the Office of New Americans under the state, and Metro Police Department. Then we would move into a break of 5 minutes, and then move on to the second part of the resource conference, where we would receive information from community resource organizations. And the purpose of the community resource organizations is really for any local 501c organization that provides direct resources to the AANHPI community of Southern Nevada at little or no cost. I'm receiving some feedback from Daniel. Daniel, can you please mute yourself? Daniel, are you muted?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Well, iPhone. I'm in phone.
Oh, no worries. Thank you. So the community resources section, again, would be for organizations that provide direct resources to AANHPI community. And given that we've seen, we don't anticipate a lot, although we, welcome and encourage all community resource organizations to sign up for this conference and to present. But I believe that, given this 1 hour time slot, we can allow up to 6 organizations to present, and they'll, be given 10 minutes to present, and, allow some time for Q&A in their presentation. And then we would take another 5-minute break and then move into the community engagement section. And the community engagement section is for any organization that promotes AANHPI cultures and communities. And I understand that there are a lot of these organizations in our community. And so given this hour time slot, I believe that we could have at least anywhere between 24 to 36 organizations presenting, and each organization will have about 5 minutes to present. There's a lot of flexibility here because I think that depending on our platform and depending on how many organizations sign up, there's potential to have breakout rooms. And we'll allow, you know, every person who participates 12 rounds of breakouts. So for the, you know, we would, every person ideally in this section would be able to see 12 organizations for at least 5 minutes to fill up the entire hour time slot. And then lastly, we would conclude with closing remarks from 6:20 to 6:25. And that would round out our resource conference. Now, the way that I've sort of envisioned this as well is that Margie and Tuan would help lead the government resources section. Vita and Sunny, given their ties to direct community resources, would be able to lead the community resource section. And Auntie Dorinda and Arlene would help lead the community engagement section. But the role of every commissioner really is one, to promote the conference, and two, to share the survey or the interest form, I'm sorry, to share the interest form to every part of the community who would be interested or who would be helpful in presenting at the conference. And that leads me to the interest form for the community organizations. Again, as you can see, with the help of county staff, drafted an interest form for folks in the community. I know it looks like a paper form right now, but with the assurance of Clark County, we can turn this into an online form. But we provide a little bit of the context. We define the difference between community resource organization and community engagement organization, and then have them fill out a set of questions that ask, you know, which category do they fall under, their organization name, the contact of the organization, the name of the contact, their phone number, their email, their address, and their website. And also to give them the ability to, you know, to either provide a live presentation or pre-recorded presentation. And then we do ask what resources they are providing to the community, and that will be the end of the interest form. And then for us, and as I mentioned earlier, under the government resources section, it would be helpful to know what type of government resources the rest of this commission would like to see and would like to have presented at the conference. And so that's where the survey for government agencies comes up. Again, with the help of Clark County, they helped define what types of departments exist. I do understand that not all of these departments exist in all the municipalities, but there is some overlap. And you know, this survey is really meant for all of you, right? So we want every member of this commission to have a say in the process, and by contributing this, and this is where you would be able to contribute. And you know, in this section, you would be able to select 3 departments that you believe should be a part of the government resource section of the conference. And the top 3 highest scoring preferences will be what Clark County reaches out to the rest of the municipalities to prepare a presentation for, if that makes sense. Now, the other question that this brings up is, how are we going to reach out to organizations and individuals? If you recall from the AAPI report that we drafted last year, or that published last year, there were sections where we asked folks to identify organizations and individuals to reach out to. And so I would defer to you all to begin the outreach process using that report to, again, one, share this conference, and two, share the interest form for those you believe would be great at or who would benefit greatly from participating in the conference. I know that was a lot of information, but I sort of just briefed over all 3 of the documents that were part of the agenda today. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you all may have.
Well, thank you so much, Craig, for putting a lot of work and efforts. And that is a very extensive conference schedule, though. And the idea, as Greg has mentioned, that you know we're trying to get as many people to get involved into this conference, so the world can be spreading it out. And each individual, we should reach out to many organizations that you possibly know of, and just make sure that they be participated into this conference. So any discussions at all on this presentations from Greg?
I have a couple questions. Okay. In our Native Hawaiian Polynesian community, the Las Vegas Hawaiian Civic Club is probably the oldest organization, but we have a number of community partners. Now, say for instance, we are allotted 10 minutes and we choose to share our time with some of our community partners. Is that allowed? Okay. That's one of my questions, because they may not have a platform to present all the services that they have available. They may only showcase one or two, but they still want to be part of the conference. So my question is, as a parent organization using the Las Vegas Hawaiian Civic Club as the parent organization, could they yield sometime within their allotted time frame to community partners?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just asking you to see if you want to answer the questions.
Yeah, I wonder, Auntie Dorinda, if like which organizations would you be yielding your time?
Okay, so say for instance, we do a showcase for the Hawaiian Civic Club, what our purpose is here in the community and how we service our community. But in some of the services that we provide, we know we have community partners like Ninth Island Aunties that go more into depth with working with either troubled teens, or during this time of the pandemic, there were instances that families reached out to us and said, you know, we have no food, we have none of the services available. So using that as an example, what I did was I raided my own freezer. I provided them the initial food that they needed at that time. Then I turned over that referral to Ninth Island Aunties. And they became part of her rotation. So every week from there on out, she went ahead and provided services that she can under Catholic Charities and all the other organizations that she works with. So see, that would be a prime example of the Hawaiian Civic Club working with a community partner to still service the community.
May I suggest, Dorinda, maybe you could also, in your presentation, you could include names and logos of other organizations that you partner with, so that you could spread out your 1 hour to include as many and diverse organizations in that 1 hour. So I think including their logos and names of your partner organizations would actually help, so that they could be included in that one video presentation that you will be doing.
That's exactly what I'm looking for, Margie.
Yeah.
So that's a prime example of how we can incorporate a whole lot of other people that we call community partners that still service the community.
Yeah, and I'm sure in your presentation, you would be including actual shots of pictures,
Of course.
So they
food
will be
distribution, whatever it may be. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think the question we also have to ask ourselves, and Auntie Dorinda, you just have to assess, which I think will be fine, but you'll have to remind yourself, is this an opportunity that everyone is made available to everyone? And that, again, the purpose of this conference is for serving the AAPI community, right? So in this case, as you mentioned, you know, this food drive, right? Like, does it serve the AAPI community? And is this an opportunity that everyone is made available to?
Right. And in over the past year, it has been.
Okay.
That's why, well, I can see that.
I have a question, Dorinda. So what you said is that within your 10 minutes, you want to share some of it to whoever that you invited? Is it my understanding?
Yes.
Okay. So my suggestion is that, you know, if depending on how many that we have as far as participate into this forum, why don't you just ask them to see that, you know, just applying, you know, for a spot, and, you know, and then, you know, we can make a decision that how we're going to work it out. Because I think that.
I agree to right, it. Right? It would be advantageous for them to spotlight themselves. But yeah, I know enough of my community that, you know, they do not relish in the limelight, per se. You know, they're not as visible. They would rather work behind the scenes.
And beside that, though, because that, you know, we don't want to have the unknown factor when we have a medium out there. So basically, if they apply, and basically that if they wanted to, if we don't have a spot, and we can ask you to share that your portion to that group. However, we also need to make sure that the applications is fit whatever we solve for the conference.
Right.
This is not for you though, but you know, someone else has said, okay, I wanted to share with someone else, and we have no clue that, you know, that organizations, you know, who they are and so forth. I think it's very tough if we have a surprise that's not good for us. So that's what we're trying to prevent. I don't know if everyone agreed with that, but at least that anyone who participated, at least we know who they are and at least some basic information.
Right.
So we can make sure that we don't let anyone coming in, to the wrong forum.
Right. Well, absolutely. I would make sure that, you know, there is a proper paper trail for every organization that chooses to go ahead and be showcased under our allotted time frame. You know, I wouldn't do anything without having the proper paper drill at all. You know, but it gives us a good strategy, like within our communities, okay? Like your Filipino community, for instance, you know, you can focus on, you know, what age bracket or younger, or, you know, there's so many different avenues and possibilities that you can think of that, you know, you cannot only showcase just one. Be true, okay. You'd have to showcase all. Oh.
Okay.
You know.
Any other discussions? Greg, do you have anything else to add it on this?
No, not particularly. I forgot to ask county staff when we would be voting as the commission on our top three choices for government agencies.
Let me ask Beatrice, are we voting have you approved this just this part now, or you know, or how do we proceed on this one if we have to take the actions on voting tonight?
Yes, Vice Chair. So I think the board should vote, first of all, on formalizing the fact that you are going to go ahead with a virtual meeting. Once there's a vote, and if that passes, then we can go into the details and the edits and the survey.
So are we doing, are we voting on each segment of the general business, or we wait to the end to vote? I think that's something that we probably have to take to the date and basically that the format of the conference.
I would recommend to vote on whether or not you want to have the virtual conference first.
Okay, all right, that's good. So anyone else have any discussions on this particular part that Greg just presented? And then we probably move on to see that if we can vote on the virtual conference instead of you know, or the other way. So any discussion before we move on to vote? Okay, so Beatrice, if can we vote now, or you know, how do you want to move on the format of the voting things? Would you be able to call name, and then you know we can vote nay or yay or yay?
Yes. So the first, under general business, the first item is item A, and it's to approve and authorize the commission to host a virtual conference. So however you want the vote, if you want the A or nay, and if there you can't really tell, you can do a roll call.
Would the admin on the roll call?
Would you like us to do the roll call?
Yes. I'm just asking you if you would do the if you administer the roll call on, you know, on the vote.
Okay. So to approve and authorize the commission to host a virtual conference.
Pardon me, Beatrice. So what we need is a movement, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I move that we approve the and authorize the commission to host a virtual resource conference as required by section 3.64.040 of the Clark County Code in May 2021 due to the ongoing pandemic.
So move.
Vice Chair, do you want to call for a vote?
Yes. At this point, I'm going to call for the vote. But I don't have all of the names here, though. There's two called in, user 2 and 3, and I'm not sure that who they are.
One is Jeannie.
Okay, yes. Jeannie, are you on call in, user 2 or 3 on the screen? Okay. So do you know that if who do you know who beside Gina that on the call here? Because I see that user 2 and user 3. I'm not sure that who user 1, I mean 2 and 3 is.
Vice Chairman, we can just go continue for a call and then have everyone vote. With the folks that are on here, and Ms. Jeannie Kim can unmute herself. And if caller 3 is a voting member, they can unmute themselves at this time.
Okay.
All right, let's move on the vote then. Aaron?
I vote aye.
Aye. Aaron for aye. Craig?
Aye.
Craig, aye. Dorinda?
Aye.
Dorinda, aye. Marshy?
Aye.
Marshy, aye. Alan? Pastor Alan?
Aye.
And Jeannie Kim? Jeannie Kim, how do you want to vote?
Please unmute.
Jenny, could you unmute yourself? Okay, let's move on. Fayaz.
Hi, can you hear me?
Fayaz, aye. And Jeannie, again, can you unmute yourself? So we have, and myself, Tuan, aye. So I think we have the quorum, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do we have the quorum?
No, we need at least one more.
Yeah, well, I don't know where, Jeannie.
There's two on cell phones.
And one is Dan, I believe.
Oh, Daniel Lee.
Oh, Daniel. Okay. Daniel? Daniel?
Does anyone have their cell phone numbers that they can text them?
Can you hear me better?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, that's Jimmy.
Yes.
How do you vote on the virtual?
I said aye.
Okay, aye. Thank you. Jenny Kim, aye. So we have eight, and the other one is Daniel, right? Is anyone called Daniel?
He's unmuted now.
Oh, Daniel. Daniel? I don't know what's.
We could hear you.
Hello, Daniel. So we have 8 out of 9. What do we need to do here, B?
That's still more than 50, than half of 15.
Right. I believe we do have a quorum, Vice Chair.
So we do have a quorum. So the motion is passed to have the virtual resource conference. The next item on the general business is to discuss hosting the virtual resource conference as required. We just voted, right?
Uh-huh. How about the date?
Vice Chair?
Yes.
So you voted to have the conference. Now you can vote on the actual details of the conference, like the date and what I'm sharing on my screen, the government departments. So whatever order you wish to do it with.
Oh, okay. All right. So the next item is to discuss the hosting the virtual resource conference as required by sections 3.64.040 of the Clark County Code and direct staff accordingly. So in this part that we are voting on the format of the conference as Greg just presented. If we...
Okay, Vice Chair, Dorinda Burnett, I move that we approve the hosting of the virtual resource conference as listed under general business number B for possible action, which lists the presentation as discussed and also the confirmed date of March, May 21st.
This is Pastor Alabalari. I second.
Anyone else? So let's vote on this one then. Is there any other discussion before we move on to a vote? Okay, no discussion, so we move on to vote. So can we change the format to, let's say that if anyone opposing it, we still have to go into the same format as we just when we started.
I think you could possibly make edits. You don't necessarily need to formally vote on this run of show and have this be the end all. The main vote we needed was to have the conference virtual. So you can vote on the general outline, knowing that the time frames might change and then a couple other details might change. So the call to vote would be the general outline. But if possible, we would like for staff purposes and logistical purposes for the commission to settle on a date and time so we can start sending out requests for organizations as well as government entities.
So basically that we are voting on the general format of this one. And if we have any change we can announce later on, is what you're saying?
This should always have edits made. You're just voting on the general format and the time and date.
Okay, so Vice Chair, Dorinda Burnett, I move that we go ahead and approve the format as listed in our presentation and finalize the date of Friday, March 21st from 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And I also so move that we further discuss the possible departments, government departments that we wish to have presented.
Okay, so let's move on and vote on this. I see Margie is on the first screen. How do you vote, Margie?
Oh, we need a second, I think. No one has seconded it.
So moved.
I second the motion.
All right. Okay. So let's vote now. Margie?
Okay. Yes for me.
Margie, aye. Dorinda?
Aye.
Next one is Daniel Lee. Aaron?
Aye.
Aaron, aye. Craig?
Aye.
Alan?
Aye.
Pastor Alan, aye. Jenny Kim?
Aye.
Jenny Kim, aye. Fayaz?
Aye.
Fayaz, aye. So we have 8 out of 9. The motion is passed. So we approve that. And then next item. Item C, discuss the commission submitting a letter to the Board of County Commissioners requesting them to pass a resolution condemning anti-Asian violence. This particular item is, I believe that during the pandemic, back last year, so we did have one of the discussions regarding this. And I believe that Craig was the one who asking to see that if we can put that sentence that we're going to opposing any of the condemning any anti-Asian violence. So, and with that, I think that we did post it, the letter out to the public, and that has been in the letter. So maybe Craig, if you wanted to discuss a little bit about why you feel that this particular action is needed to distribute it out to into the community, and we are condemning that act of violence. Craig?
Vice Chair, this is Beatrice, Clark County staff for the record. I think we missed, this is not an official vote, but it's more feedback from the whole commission on requesting which three departments would be best suited for the conference. Do you mind if we, the commission discusses that?
Sure.
And so this is what Craig had mentioned on the three departments where the commission can provide input on what three departments the commission would like to see, as you see on your screen and on it, as attachments that were provided with the agenda. These are all, not all, Clark County actually has 38 departments, but these are the most common and active departments in Clark County, as well as they have sort of counterparts in other jurisdictions, such as City of Henderson and City of North Las Vegas and City of Las Vegas. So in order to sort of bring everyone, just have everyone's involvement. Craig, is that correct that we wanted to have folks vote on or request their top three departments to present?
Yeah, that's right. And if folks can take a look now, so we can take a vote not, I'm sorry, not take a vote, but list our orders of preference by person. That would be really helpful.
And if it's helpful, can you, everyone, input them in the chat if you are on video? For those who are on over the phone, I'll read them out loud. So first is, and feel free to start chat and putting them into the chat as I'm listing them. Administrative services, animal control, assessor's office, audit department, aviation department, also known as the airport, audit department, I'm sorry, building and fire department, business licensing, or public response office, and economic development, comprehensive planning department, the coroner or the medical examiner, city or county clerk's office, the city attorney or the district attorney, elections department, environment and sustainability department, department of family services, law library, park police, park and recreation department, the public administrator, public communications, public defender, public works department, real property management, Department of Social Services, and the Treasurer's Office. Thank you, everyone who is inputting them on in the chat. And if it's easier, Mr. Danley and Ms. Jeannie Kim, you can also email it to us.
Okay.
And based on everyone's input, we'll request the top three departments to present. Does anyone have any questions on what any of these departments do? Okay. Does anyone want me to read them again?
Yeah, would you please?
Absolutely. Administrative services, animal control, assessor's office, the audit department, the aviation department, also known as any airports, the building and fire department, business licensing, code enforcement, community and economic development, comprehensive planning department, coroner or medical examiner, city or county clerk, city attorney or district attorney, elections department, environment and sustainability department, department of family services, law library, park police, parks and recreation department, public administrator, public communications, public defender, public works department, real property management, department of social services, and the treasurer's office.
I got it. Thank you.
Can I add something really quickly, Beatrice? It's something I forgot to note in this document is that based off the report which we released last year, and you know, in that report we asked what were the top priorities as identified by the survey that we released. The number one service requested was education programs. Number two was health care and wellness. Number three was employment job assistance. Number four was elder care services. And number five was financial literacy. It's important to note that the global pandemic has elevated other areas of concern, such as food insecurity and access to affordable health care. So just keeping that in mind, when you're selecting your preference of top three departments you'd like to hear from each municipality.
And I think whenever anyone's ready, we can move on. I heard a lot of typing, so that's wonderful.
Okay.
And what staff do is, once we compile everything, we can send it out and as a report or an update for the next meeting, and from there have the departments chosen.
I have a quick question for folks who are not on the call today and who don't get to partake in this vote. Does that mean they don't get an opportunity to vote in the future?
Hopefully they would have read the meeting, the agenda, and sent their requests in. I definitely encourage all the board members on this call to let them know and have them email their preferences to staff as soon as possible, because we do have to reach out to the departments to see if they're available to do these presentations. So the sooner the better.
Sounds good.
All right. So do we need to vote on this item at all?
No, not formally. No.
Okay. So are we going to the moving into the next item on the agenda? Discuss item D of general business, discuss conducting a feasibility study regarding the development of the cultural center as required by section 3.64.040 of the Clark code, the Clark County code. On this item, if I could ask Pastor Allen to basically give us a little bit, sharing with us some of your information regarding this feasibility study.
Yeah, right now, as we speak, I laid out bullet points, and the mission is helping one person in the community at a time, I put that way, but I'll present it to you. But I have laid out the table of contents as far as how would the layout of the feasibility study would have with regards to project background and context, you know, and about the AAPI, the building project, feasibility study, process and purpose. Why do they have to go there and then all that? And then the client and the community. And then we will have a trend analysis, a cultural background, opportunities, promotions and marketing. And we will have a facility, number 4, facility program concept. With that, we will have a program and concept of how we will operate, and also the financial impact, and how would we have a capital cost of estimates and operating cost estimates. And after that, we will have a summary of the next step, and we will have all the services provided by the AAPI, and who will be providing the services, and the income and the expenses of that. So it's a lot of bullet points, and at the same time, some of them already have filled out, but as far as pinning in the blanks right now, I also have finished the development of the cost funding model. So meaning I have to really look at that into a different angle of how a feasibility in how we do it in one building as if there's nothing created, right? So and part of that, we will have a secure funding commitment and determine the construction project, the delivery model, and the construction of the facility itself. So that's a lot of things that I might be able to we'll be able to do it by April. The next time we meet, I'll show you with the leaders that we meet, and I'll be able to show you the preliminary plan of this whole part. So that's my report.
So if I am correct, did you just say that you should have the whole report by next month?
I will have a draft, final draft of how we So at least we're moving forward. I have to do it, really have to do it faster as we are getting closer to this project of closing it to them. So before showing to them, I'll show it to you guys on how we all, and I have to finish it, and we have to finish it by next month. So at least we have only 2 months, or you know, 1 month or and a half or so, to really finalize the content of it.
That would be wonderful. But as we speak, do you need any other help from other member of the commissions?
I appreciate that, but not right now, because I have to fill in all the content already before I have this help, because so that once I get the help, they will be able to fill in more out of what I already have. So it's not like a back and forth thing, you know? So yes, it will be imperative that I will need help, but not right now.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Any other discussions or any questions regarding the feasibility study?
Vice Chair Twine, this isn't relevant to the cultural center. I think we need to move back an agenda item to agenda item C, but I'm okay with wrapping up this discussion if it means we move back as well.
Any other discussions? All right, so let's move back on to the item C, which is to discuss the commission submitting a letter to the Board of County Commissioners requesting them to pass a resolution condemning anti-Asian violence. Greg did already had some word regarding this, and if we have any discussions on this item.
Yeah, thank you, Vice Chair. So as you all know, Margie did draft a letter on behalf of the commission. Drafted a letter on behalf of the commission last year, discussing a little bit about anti-Asian hate, but also talked a little bit about the census and the importance of filling that out. But from my understanding, and what I would like to do, given the recent rise of anti-Asian hate happening in the community, and I'm not sure if you all have seen any of the news surrounding it, but it's prevalent once again, is to ask the Board of County Commissioners to pass a resolution condemning anti-Asian violence. And with that, I have sort of drafted a letter on behalf of the commission urging the Board of County Commissioners to support the resolution. I'm happy to read this letter if it's helpful to y'all, so you can sort of take a look at like what you think we should keep and what you think we should remove. But I wanted to give us the opportunity to address it as the AAPI Community Commission. Do you all prefer that I read it?
Just go ahead and read it, please.
Okay. So this is being addressed to the Clark County Board of County Commissioners. The Clark County Asian American Pacific Islander AAPI Community Commission strongly urges you to support the resolution condemning and combating racism, xenophobia, and intolerance against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Reports of ongoing anti-Asian rhetoric, discrimination, and hate incidents against Asian Americans have only continued to surge nationwide due to COVID-19. Fear of the novel coronavirus, which originated in China, has increased racist and xenophobic sentiments, creating a climate that hails back to the era of yellow peril. A January 2021 press statement released by Stop AAPI Hate, which is a hate incident reporting website, shockingly revealed that 2,808 incidents of racism and discrimination targeting Asian Americans across the United States were reported between March 19th and December 21st of last year, Women also reported discrimination 2.4 times more than men. Types of discrimination include verbal harassment, denial of access to services and public spaces, and physical assault. This comes at a pivotal time when there are more than 2 million AAPI workers on the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis. As Dr. Mark Perdunpat and Dr. Constancio Arnaldo from UNLV's Asian and Asian American Studies program best describe their city, Las Vegas is a real place with real people. AAPIs are currently one of the fastest growing populations in the nation and in Nevada. Since 2000, Nevada saw its AAPI population grow by 167%, surpassing all other minority groups. In Clark County alone, AAPIs make up 10% of its population, with more than 200,000 people. Additionally, Asian-owned businesses are an integral part of Nevada's economy, with over 21,000 businesses centered around tourism, essential services, and restaurants. They are our friends, family, neighbors, small business owners, union workers, teachers, and healthcare workers who continue to give back to our community. Anti-AAPI sentiment is grievously and deeply rooted in our country's history. In the 1800s, Chinese Americans in San Francisco's Chinatown were blamed for a smallpox outbreak, which ignited the Yellow Peril narrative. In 1882, the Chinese Exclusion Act barred Chinese individuals from immigrating to the United States and became the first law to prohibit an entire group of people based on nationality and ethnicity. In 1942, Japanese Americans were banished to internment camps during World War II as suspected enemies. And after the attacks on the World Trade Center on 9/11, Arab, Muslim, and South Asian Americans were profiled, blamed, and became targets of harassment, discrimination, and hate incidents. Recently, we witnessed a brutal murder of 84-year-old Thai American Vicha Ratanapakdi after being shoved to the ground while on one of his daily walks. We read about 30-year-old Filipino Navy veteran Angelo Quinto, who was killed by Antioch police after they knelt on his neck for at least 5 minutes amidst a mental health crisis. These events tell a morbid story of America's past and highlight a more troubling truth. Systemic oppression and discrimination against AAPIs do exist and are often left out of our textbooks and national dialogue. Hate has no home here in Nevada. Our community must come together to confront this hate and vitriol and work collaboratively across lines of difference in the pursuit of justice and liberation. The Clark County Asian American Pacific Islander Community Commission appreciates the Clark County Board of Commissioners for your willingness to take action and urges you to support this resolution. And we thank you for standing in solidarity with our AAPI communities during this time. And I put this call to action thing. I wasn't sure if that comes in the draft process of the resolution, but that is the letter that I'm proposing we submit to the Board of County Commissioners and to be read on the record when they do hear the resolution. But I am also open to your all's thoughts and what you think we should remove or keep from this letter.
How soon that you wanted the letter to be sent to the Board of Commissioners?
So as I understand it, the on March 16th, the Board of County Commissioners, during that meeting, I believe Commissioner Sagerblum will request a resolution. The resolution will be drafted. And on April 6th, during the Board of County Commissioners meeting, the resolution will be up for approval. And that'll be at a time when I urge all of us to be there to support the resolution and to, you know, write letters in your own, you know, respective roles in the community. But I wanted also there to be a letter of support from this community commission in support of the resolution. So ideally, right, like I would want this letter to be approved today to at least in its, you know, or, you know, its current form or variation of its current form, for it to be, because we won't be able to meet before the April commission meeting, time will have passed for the resolution by then. So wanted to gather those intake.
Can I, this is Al Malari. Can I inject something in the bottom, like you have a resolution where a call to action, which is what we need to have, is a call to action that we, as an AAPI, why don't we offer to them the kindness and respect, civility for them so that we can assign, let's say, for example, this coming May, that's Asian Pacific Islander celebration, that every Thursdays, we will have a kindness and respect so that it's initiated by the AAPI that this city is all about kindness and respect, and we will post it on the website or on a Facebook that everyone that has a that does a beautiful kindness and respect, so that it's not just the AAPI respect that we will have, but it's all in general community of the whole county of Las Vegas that we will start that that movement of civility, of kindness and respect.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think that's doable. And I think, like, the resolution hasn't been drafted yet, right?
Yeah, I'm just suggesting. Yeah.
But I definitely think that, you know, in the resolution and when it's being drafted, you know, that, like, you know, and this is, like, similar to the federal resolution that was drafted, but, you know, encouraging or, you know, encourage folks to, or encourage like data to be gathered based on incidents that have been reported, and for, and, you know, and for the police department to hold people accountable and to take these crimes and incidents seriously. And I'm just, I'm just trying to think with you, Pastor Allen, but.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's beautiful layout. And if we add something that, hey, you know what, this is what's happening and these are real facts that we have. And now what we want to do is you place as AABI, as a leader of civility, of how we will put kindness and respect back to the community, where we will lead as an AABI, we lead this movement so we can be an example to that, not the general term of group, but the AAPI is the one leading this kindness and respect initiative, you know? So that I would suggest.
Okay, I'm not sure that how we're gonna be able to vote on this one, but let me check with Beatrice and see that, how do we be able to vote on this one? Even that the final draft is not, this is not a final draft, put it that way. Can we still be able to vote to pass?
Yes, Vice Chair, I wanted to touch a little bit on what Pastor Allen had mentioned. I think there were two things, civility, I think that's some, like you said, that this is what the discussion is for. I think he mentioned a national day. I think, just so you know, the BCC does a different sort of request for a national day of anything. So I think that's something different than if he wants to go on requesting a national day, that's something different. Just wanted to let him know for the record. And for your question, Vice Chair, the agenda item says discuss the commission submitting a letter. So it doesn't have to be this letter. What the commission can do is vote on, yes, they want to submit a letter, maybe you want to create a small group or have some edits made to the letter. And it would be a letter in support of the resolution. Now, let me let you know that the resolution has not been written yet. The process for this, like Craig mentioned, is the commissioner would like to request that agenda item, of course, with the support of the AAPICC, it would be wonderful, but the resolution won't be written until the whole board votes on it, similar to what you guys are doing right now. And then the resolution will be drafted and voted upon on April 6th. So this letter would be this for voting purposes, you're just voting on submitting a letter, not a specific letter.
So like Craig detailed the general outline of the letter, that he wrote the whole letter, but I guess if there are edits to be made, the agenda item allows some flexibility for you to vote on submitting the letter and then making some edits to the letter.
So basically we are voting to have the commission submitting the letter.
Correct.
All right. Okay. So let's move on to vote on this one. Any comment or any motions before we move on to vote?
Dorinda Burnett, I move that we draft a letter to the Board of County Commissioners, basically highlighting the specifics that Craig had listed in his proposal for possible action.
I second. That's right.
Okay, let's move on to a vote. Pastor Allen?
Aye.
Margie?
Aye.
Aaron?
Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
Dorinda?
Aye.
Fayaz?
Aye.
And Jenny Kim?
Aye.
Daniel? Daniel, so we have the quorum. We have 8 out of 9. The motion is passed to send out a letter to the Board of County Commissioner requesting them to pass their resolutions condemning anti-Asian violence. All right, the next item is we discussed the commission's fundraising efforts. And this item, I don't know that if we'd be able to have anyone discuss this one because
Beatrice, I'm sorry, Beatrice has one.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, we probably can move this item to next one. But before we move on, I understand that Beatrice has some announcement that she wanted to make.
Thank you. Yes, this is relating to discussing the commission's fundraising effort. Just wanted to be clear. For account finance, after seeing this agenda item, wanted to be clear and state that the commission cannot actively solicit funds. Similar to what happened in the report on the community, on the AAPI community, the board members cannot solicit funds or anything that has to do with this board. You can take donations if someone sees what's going on and wants to donate. And if you do receive donations, they have to go through the Clark County process. And just a reminder, I think we did have Clark County Finance a year ago, pre-COVID, present on what those requirements consist of. But as a refresher, this is a very rough outline, so please, if you have any particular questions, reach out to us, Clark County staff, and we'll send them over to Clark County Finance. If you're receiving an in-kind donation, meaning materials, you have to submit that. If you're receiving financial funds as a commission, they have to be submitted to Clark County. And then if you want to pay anything, out of those financial funds, those cash funds, whoever you want to pay, that vendor needs to be a Clark County vendor. And then they have to go to through the Clark County purchasing system. So again, as a reminder, this commission cannot explicitly solicit funds for any purpose that this commission has. However, you can receive funds, but you do have to follow Clark County procedures on receiving funds. We do this routinely. For example, we've had defibrillators donated to Clark County Parks. It has to go to the BCC and they have to formally accept that. We've gotten cash donations for certain programs, but that does have to go through the Board of County Commissioners. So
I just wanted to provide a reminder for that. This Clark County Finance saw the agenda item and just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of, or wanted me to remind everyone of the rules. I'm more than happy to take any questions if anyone has any.
So I have a question though. Basically that we commissions, we are not be able to do a fundraising. However, that if someone else and organizations that they do it for themselves, but on for the benefit of the commissions, would it be also prohibited?
If someone else decides to do a donation without your explicit request of fundraising, you cannot, as a board or individual board members, solicit funds. If someone wants to donate funds, the easiest way, again, could be an in-kind donation or financial donation. But just be wary of that gray area where you are present at these fundraisers because you don't want to have someone thinking that you're explicitly soliciting funds for an AAPI duties as aligned in the code, our county code. But if someone is reads all the agendas and they think similar to what might have already happened, they were interested in making a donation for a report, a donation of a report, that is fine. However, you as board members cannot solicit funds. You cannot fundraise as board members for anything on here. Someone decides to donate something, that's fine. Whether it be services or individual physical items or funds, that's okay. But you cannot solicit funds.
All right, thank you so much. Any questions? Any comments?
I have a question, but it's not about funds. It's okay. I just want to make sure that because we're doing a big event in May, I just want to make sure that we are technically equipped to be able to stage it. I'm sure Emily, or you know, would know that, so that we know that we will not have any problems staging the big event in May.
Sure, does that relate to agenda item B?
Yeah, actually, no, I thought we're done. We're done with everything. Are we done with everything yet?
Yes, we basically done with the general business.
Yeah, okay.
Any other discussions regarding
so, this? Yeah, so that's the only question I have for B. That means since you mentioned we're not going to be soliciting anything, we just want to make sure that we are technically equipped. We don't need to be paying anybody or paying anything else to make sure that the event will be staged, you know, successfully.
So if I'm understanding your question correct, this is referring to the virtual conference. So the commission being part of Clark County does extend their services, including WebEx and Zoom capabilities, which would ideally be used for this virtual conference. And I think that's pretty, and the only thing in terms of resources that the conference requires, just because you're not providing anything to the participants nor the audience. So it's the virtual software, and that it will be provided by Clark County.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
All right. If there is no other discussions, we'll move on. The next item is comment by the general public, a period devoted to comment by the general public about items relevant to the commission's jurisdictions. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the commission wishes to extend the length of presentations, this will be done by the chair or the commissions by majority vote. If you would like to provide a written general or public comments on an item not appearing on this agenda, but within the general jurisdictions of this body, please submit your comment via email to emily.nolans@clarkcountynv.gov before 4 p.m. March 10, 2021. Please include your name, address, and your comment. Comments will be read into the records, but will be included as backup materials for the records. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared with members of the public body, meeting attendees, and on public body website. Anyone? Okay, next on the item is to announce the next meeting, which that would be April 14, 2021. I think the meeting is adjourned.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tuan.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay. Care, good evening. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Dorinda, Emily, and B, Beatrice. Thank you.